Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's the man, the myth, the legend, none other than the scientist, DPP.
Getting ready for some Night of Champions this weekend, brother.
You know, screw you, by the way, because you're officially on your Memorial Day weekend. And then I gotta fucking go to work tomorrow, so screw you. Don't ring that bell, you dickhead.
4 day weekend.
Good for you. We're not alone. Family, it feels like, has come home.
The prodigal
and
son.
And he's back, folks. It's the trivia trickster, the phenomenal AJB.
See, I would more say the prodigal asshole more than the prodigal son, but whatever works. Good to be back.
It's AJ Belez.
And I see we're all effectively drinking.
Welcome back. Yes, we are. You are back on the show. Your schedule has changed, and I'm glad
once
you're
again.
Back. I'm glad
once again.
I'm glad you're back. We missed you, and you brought trivia.
I always bring trivia.
Speaking of trivia, we have a brand new trivia game show podcast on our network.
I did see it.
Which debuted this past Thursday, yesterday.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen here, I can update everybody. So we're going to have 3 pilot episodes. I hosted the first one. I think Aesop's going to host the second one, and Ray's going to host the third one. And we don't have any obligation to rules whatsoever between how we're going to play each of our first goes at host. Then we're going to get together and take about maybe what we like, what we don't like. Maybe we'll pick one. Maybe we'll put them together. maybe we'll keep rotating. So we'll see what happens, but you're always going to get great trivia questions and a good time. You will have other guests, though. We will not be the contestants all the time. We will try to not have that happen, but that's kind of what's going to happen for this first few weeks. So tune in. Use Your Head Trivia Podcast every Thursday morning. Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com. Gentlemen, you'll have to go on and be contestants against each other, obviously, one week when I'm hosting. So that would be perfect. I think the people would eat that up, a DWI podcast trivia night on Use Your Head Trivia Podcast. Maybe we get the Dillinator, too.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Dillinator loves
herself
some trivia.
Or maybe even Mike Man.
Or maybe we could have, like, couples verse.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. See,
okay. Uh-oh. How up to date is the Dillinator on wrestling?
I think she knows Roman Reigns.
Because Chantel's
gotta play acknowledge me now.
Chantel's not knowledgeable on the Ruthless Aggression era because she watched it with her little brother.
Well,
so she knows a lot of Ruthless Aggression.
I would hope. I'm pretty sure this trivia is not all about wrestling on the trivia show. You have
no so we this
otherwise,
week I
we
started
would,
it off
she would
this
lose
week
horribly.
And I decided no we started we're doing more than wrestling, we're doing more than sports, we're doing more than entertainment, we're doing all of that. So this week I broke it into three rounds, and we had sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment three different ways, and then I had a final category where it was name the 22 Academy Award winners for Best Picture from 2001 to 2022. And let me tell you something, Aesop knew them all, and he won that trivia contest by a landslide against Dave and Ray, but it was a great time. It's a quick listen. Trust me, it gets you through a quick 40 minutes of your day, because there's some pretty cool trivia stuff from comic books and movies to NFL draft to WWE tag team title and world heavyweight title history. So it's a really good listen. Hope you guys like the podcast, and we're going to keep this going. We're going to try and do as much of this as possible. And if you are in the Milwaukee area, this very podcast may be doing live shows when Aesop throws his new bash. So that's first DP is hearing of this, and he will definitely be there producing and relied upon for technical assistance.
I like how
excited.
Dan's just looking around did this come from?
No, he looked around. He had an idea in his head. He looked around. He likes this.
I got to go outside. Do you understand? I don't go outside anymore.
Well,
I live in my basement.
Okay,
I'm a hermit.
You don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to talk to anybody. You're in Gorilla, running the board.
I was about to say, I'll drive 8 hours just to make sure we do a live Greg DeMarco or Miranda show just so I can do one with them.
Oh. Why? How's that? Right. Careful, Greg might hold you to that.
I know he would. I'm randomly getting a text message. So what's this that you want to do a live, Greg? Well,
yeah,
but
you know, if you leave now, you can be here at.
Yeah, right.
Was it? Got a half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark outside. Wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
Hit it. Hit it.
Let's go. We got a half tank of gas. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. A full pack of cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Pack of cigarettes. Half tank of gas.
It's dark outside.
I'm wearing sunglasses.
Oh, there you go. Hit it.
Yeah, hit it.
If you have never seen the Blues Brothers or it's been a while, go back and check it out. The original is quite tasty. All right, Chairshot Radio Network, DWI Podcast, S377, the return of the phenomenal AJ Balazs. We love it so much. We're going to pay some bills, and when we come back, we're going to talk some Night of Champions. Big, big pay-per-view. Jam in the Sand 8, return of the World Heavyweight. We'll be right back. Don't shake your head at me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I kind of fucked up and didn't do the Big Show sheet bit, and with AJ being back, that's kind of a thing.
Yeah, I know. What?
Here, I can say I can cover that.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Not very difficult to bring back.
And it's also the return of the Sheet.
I'm more impressed with Dan's executive decision. He's like, well, guess what? Even if you were not going to do it, we're going to do it right now.
I'm putting it in right now.
I'm not even going to ask you. We're doing it. Here it is. I would like to say she. Well, Night of Champions, AJ's back, and we got trivia. I told everybody that already.
Yay.
AJ, go ahead and get Night of Champions trivia by yelling at Dan a command.
Hey, DP?
Yes, sir?
Ring the bell!
Oh, yes. Ah, yes.
Whew. Are you guys excited about this pay-per-view?
Looking
at the card, I actually
excited about three matches. So, yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
You're excited, let's guess. Dan's excited for Seth and AJ, obviously. Well, excited for KO and Sammy versus Roman and Solo. We got different bells. It's got to be Cody and Brock then, right? Got him. Take that, AJ. Yeah, I know what the fuck's going on here. Why? What are you excited?
I'm not going to lie. I mean, the Cody and Brock match, I mean, it does sound good, but Gunther and Mustafa?
Yeah.
For the Intercontinental Championship?
Thank you. That was a very proper enunciation. You don't think he's going to win. Obviously, nobody thinks he's going to win here, right? So, but he gets to have a title match on a pay-per-view. That's more than he's been doing for a long time.
I mean, true, but it's still Gunther. We like Gunther. We like Walter. Come on.
Well, he's a bad guy. I'm not sure what Ali
is. You don't like him?
Let's talk about the power of positivity bit right now.
Is he still doing that, though? Or is he just kind of, you know, he got the Brock Lesnar rub, too, on Monday.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, kid. All right, get a life, kid.
Get a life.
What? So it's what weird. Percentage chance would you give Ali of walking away with the title here? Mine would be zero.
I don't think there's a number lower, so I'm going to have to go with zero.
I'm going to say there's a hundredth of a chance.
A hundredth.
A hundredth.
Because there's no chance in hell.
The loneliest number since the number one.
Number two.
I mean, but the thing is, it.
Yeah, it could be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since number one.
Because it's the deuce.
Well, it's a song, jackass.
I know it's a song.
It's from the 50s.
Young, I'm not that young, honey. Come
I have 100% more people to call names now on the show, and I love it. Where's Chris, that jackass?
I mean, he'd probably appreciate it. Mr. Velvet Jackass instead of Velvet Pipe.
How long does Gunther hold the Intercontinental Championship?
Has he already beaten Honky Tonk's record or no?
No, September.
I think he's breaking Honky's record.
The Tonkster, by the way.
The Tonkster.
The Manster.
No, it's the Tonkster. It's officially his column. This is the Tonkster. 374?
Yeah, 374. Go back and listen to 374.
The
Tonkster.
The Tonkster.
Yeah, I think he beats that record. I mean, he's... You are not dropping that for a while now. Probably past 600 days, maybe even. Might even get the UK record. But...
No, well, here's the thing. What are his plans? I mean, he could be facing Roman at WrestleMania. If Roman's going to hold on to it to beat Hogan's record, he'd have to lose it to, like, if you're going to still lose it to Cody, it would be, like, freaking the October pay-per-view of 2024. Because doesn't Roman have to get to September?
I don't remember. I know Greg did. I know Greg did the math on it, but...
Oh, I'm right. I was kind of phrasing it in a question. I've looked it up already.
Oh. All right, fine. Fuck it.
I mean, he's at least gonna get past Honky Tonk's record at this point. Like, why would you take it away from it right now anyway? If there's nothing else for him right now, I think, than to solidify that record and solidify him as one of the best of all time as the Intercontinental Champion.
So are we just going out on a limb and saying WWE's like, fuck it, break all the records?
Well,
broke the tag records with the Usos.
So maybe one of them doesn't happen. Maybe, I mean, I think it's less likely that Roman falls just short of Hogan. I don't think he gets even close. Like, if he's not gonna pass Hogan, then he's still gotta hold it till Mania next year, right? I think.
Again, he's not even defending it.
I don't see why you take it away
Jason
from him.
Well, I had Jason on last week. Jason had a great idea of that Roman and Solo win and then relinquish the titles because they're not tag team guys, and you split the titles back up on each brand. It's a brilliant way to get the titles back on each brand. I'd love to see that. What are your thoughts? Would you guys think Roman and Solo win these titles from Sammy and KO?
I don't think so. I think there would be a lot of near falls and Paul Heyman reactions, but I don't.
First time Sammy's been to Saudi, right?
That's true.
Yeah. I just realized that. Yeah, no. Yeah, this would be Sammy's first Saudi event.
He's been posting some stuff on social media. Actually, a lot of the superstars have gone around to see a lot of the great architecture and different things that are there of significance, so they're really taking in the culture, which is great to see if you check out a lot of their social media. Sorry, continue.
No, you're good. I mean, like I said, you're gonna see a lot of Paul Heyman reactions of near falls and like Roman getting frustrated and whatnot, but I don't think KO and Sammy lose it, especially in a Saudi show. So, like, that just seems a little off even for WWE. Like, they want to kind of show that there's more cracks than just the Usos. It's Roman isn't as indestructible as ever is.
I mean, Roman hasn't lost any matches.
Granted, Solo's still taking this pin.
If KO and Sammy win, it's going to be because... See, this is... Roman might not have to defend this title until next WrestleMania, because easily, right here, you could have... You could set up a way that the Usos come out to try and help, but they cost Roman and Solo the match, and then you set up a storyline where it's the Usos versus Roman and Solo at SummerSlam.
I mean, you're not wrong. Like you said,
we haven't defended the belt. Still.
I mean, like you said, we can always go We can always go back to Roman and Jay, but
maybe Triple H was just trying to condition us for the fact that we're not taking it off Roman anytime soon, and he's not going to be defending it that much. Maybe that's what he was trying to say to us, more so than, you know, this is the workhorse kind of champion thing, vice versa. I don't know. You can look at it a lot of different ways that way if you really think about what we've seen from him, Dan.
Well, we certainly haven't seen him defend the title. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, you know. And the story here is more the bloodline than it is the title, you know, in a lot of cases that they're doing right now. So they can easily get away with that. And I don't think anybody's really given a shit that he's not defending the title. You know?
No, and I think we're going to have this world championship. It's going to mean less that he's defending it less. And, you know, they can face off at a pay-per-view. You can have a night of champions now moving forward where each champion faces each other just for bragging rights. And maybe that has something to do with who gets a higher draft pick or who gets to pick the first free agent, right? Things like that need to matter if you really want to do a hard brand split. We still need to introduce a general manager for each one officially. You can't just do all this and not, like, a lot of titles are unresolved. I get that, and I get why they're a little slow to start resolving everything, is because we're just giving you this brand new championship. So it's such an interesting time right now. There's so many things yet to happen, and we're like, this has been the best post WrestleMania in a long time.
Plus, branching off of your general manager thing, how many times has Rhea Ripley shown up on Raw with the SmackDown Women's Championship?
Like I said, there's a lot of them unresolved. The NXT Tag Team Women's titles are still. Is that tournament over?
No. I haven't seen them. I don't think they've crowned a champion yet. That might be at their next show.
So then you got the women's championships on the wrong colored belts, right? You have no tag team on each brand for, you know, Raw and SmackDown. So there's a lot of stuff to be resolved.
Right.
Yeah, it's very wonky. It doesn't show that there's a brand split like we're used to. Hell, bring Eric Bischoff back as the Raw GM and Paul Heyman as a SmackDown. I'm kidding. As much as I would get a nostalgia boner, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. Speaking of Eric Bischoff, I was listening to 83 Weeks today, and let me preface by what I'm about to say is that I do enjoy Eric Bischoff. But it just kicked into it after another one finished and I was working, so I didn't have a chance to grab my phone and change it. So I just let it roll. And I can enjoy Conrad Thompson sometimes, but sometimes he's just so out of pocket.
Yeah.
For wrong reasons. And I'm just like, dude, you feeling yourself a little too much by the crowd you hang around, because you are not Eric Bischoff. You need to sit back and, you know your place. But anyway, that's just how I felt about the episode, the latest episode I listened to, at a certain part of it. I like Conrad. I think he's really good at what he does. I think he's super smart and made a lot of money for a good reason, because he's a smart guy. But that was just, that kind of chapped my ass. You brought up Eric Bischoff, so I had to go into what I listened to today. I don't know what they were talking about, but he got mad at Eric because he wouldn't, like I'm doing, not let him get a word in edgewise. I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Tony, you do that every podcast. What are you talking about? Yeah, see, look. And I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better. Because an opinion don't matter. It's a maniac. It's going to step on whomever. Sorry, I had to tap into Platt a little bit there.
I'll shut up for 3 minutes.
I mean, there's a reason why the only other wrestling podcast that I listen to, other than the Chairshot Radio Network, obviously, because I get updates all the time on my Google Podcasts about a new episode. That's why I knew about the trivia show. But the only other one that I listen to is Click This, because Sean Oliver is actually, like, he lets Kevin talk, and he just, like, I have random... You actually fucking time for 3 minutes. You filthy, filthiest animal. But there's a reason why the only wrestling podcast other than ours is click this that I listen to, because Kevin Nash and Sean Oliver just bounce off of each other perfectly. What about you, Dan? Is there any other wrestling podcasts that you listen to, or playing the Lightning against the Dallas Stars?
Well, you know, I had to download NHL 23. It was on super sale for $20. So picked it up. It's really fun. Big fan. Enjoying the Stanley Cup right now, as we're closing in on the finals. So, yeah, just actually getting the Dallas Stars into the finals, which would be nice, but that's not going to happen. So, yeah, I got a lot of time. That's a lot of time. 2 whole more minutes.
Yeah, I was about to say. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's because I'm closer to Vegas than I am than usual, but I kind of want the Golden Knights to win. I'm not going to lie.
I'm probably going to be rooting for the Golden Knights because I'm not the biggest fan of Tkachuk and the Panthers. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully the Knights win it. They're fun. They're fun to watch.
Tony, if you can balance that phone on your glasses for 80 seconds, I'll be impressed. I know no one else can see this other than us, but if he can do that, that would be amazing. I'm expecting that to fall on his nose and his cat bites him.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But
I see that smile, motherfucker.
Yeah, we're gonna cut it down. We're down to a minute. The other one.
So what other wrestling podcast?
PC and the folks have talked about is the Busted Open one. So I went and listened to a few of those with Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer's been on there and stuff. Those are pretty good. I've listened to a couple of the recent ones with Stone Cold and them talking about Superstar Billy Graham and things. So that one's actually fun. Gives me something to listen to now that. If I run out of stuff on the chair shot, then I'll listen to that while I'm, mowing the lawn on a Friday. So I'd rather do that than listen to myself, but, you know, that happens. So, yeah.
I do the same. Don't feel bad. I hate the sound of my voice. So that's why I'm like, oh, God, wait, I was on this episode. No. But Busted Open's also good. Click this if you still want the Kevin Nash click humor. Definitely go for it. And we got 8 seconds to spare, so I'm just going to drink the rest of the rum here.
I want to hear the alarm actually go off. Oh, look at these. That's a professional right there. That's how that works. Okay. Well, you know. And here's the alarm go.
And ladies and gentlemen, it did actually stay on for 80 seconds.
You're welcome. I'm back. All right, alarm.
Better than ever?
No. I'm as good as I once was. Once in a while. Whatever that stupid-ass song goes. Let's talk more wrestling.
Same as it ever was.
For crying out loud.
We were talking about wrestling podcasts.
Oh, we did that last week.
I wasn't here last week.
I know.
I had to make up for it, asshole.
I understand. Well, let's get back into the card. We were talking about that tag team championship. Didn't think that was going to move. Didn't think the IC title was going to move. Rhea's defending against Natty. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right here.
I mean, that's not going anywhere, is it not? I mean, I would love to see a really good match from these two. It's interesting to see how much time the women will get.
Open. Now, the women's match that I think could actually go the other way, as in championship-wise, is the other one with Bianca and Asuka.
That'd be really interesting, wouldn't it? I wonder if they'd boo. I don't think they'd boo Bianca out there. I think they just have respect for both women, you know?
I mean, I don't think they would boo them necessarily because, you know, Asuka's back to being Kana. Yeah, I know. I had to bring out the Andrew a little bit and do the Japanese reference, but she's going back to her old character. And Bianca, as much as Platt will say that she'll get screwed over at Jam in the Sand 8, Return of the World Heavyweight.
I butt chug salt water all the time.
And like that, he just added another month of therapy. Anyway. I hope he doesn't.
Ding.
I hope he doesn't listen to this. He probably would. You know, my luck, he'll just be like, oh, I'm bored. I'm going to actually listen. Oh, you bastard. There's a reason why you moved to Utah.
Might finally be able to get him on this show, considering he has nothing to do right now.
Hey, you never know. He might just like look at his phone, look at the time, and just say, fuck it. That's neither here nor there. I'm not. We'll see.
Drink, Is he allowed to drink alcohol there? Is the question.
No.
Oh, why not? It's not like drug and alcohol rehab. It's physical rehab. Can't have a beer.
I want you to tell me how any hospital will allow alcohol, and then we'll see what hospital I'm gonna get checked into next.
What about, like, he could be like, how about a glass of wine to help the blood, red wine?
I've seen him drink an entire bottle of wine. He decided to watch all of season 5 of Doctor Who.
Yeah,
I wish I was kidding.
He could be like, this is my communion.
And rum went down the wrong pipe.
He'll be fine.
But Bianca and Asuka, that should be a good match. I would like to see Asuka win. I'm not denying that, because she's your best heel right now that's not named Rhea Ripley. Granted, having two heel champions, yeah, that's a little problematic.
I mean, is she really a heel yet?
In WWE's eyes, yes. In the fans' eyes, they're happy. So they should just shut the fuck up and accept the fact that she's a heel. That's how I see it.
Well, you don't have to yell at them.
Someone's got to be war chiefing around here. Andrew's doing it.
I suppose. We wish Andrew the best in a speedy recovery after impersonating Jeff Hardy. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you know, like he Jeff Hardy'd himself, and if you watch the last one that I was on, DWI 370, Edge myself, I Randy Orton myself. So we just kind of switched, like, favorites, like top three.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've listened to it. I have. Whenever anyone asks me, it's like, what do you usually do on your time off? I usually do a podcast.
Oh, man.
I've worn my chair shot gear every now and again. I even wore the Platt Blast stuff when I was at work, too. And they were like, oh, I didn't know you were political. And I'm like, my name is literally on one. You really think this is a political shirt?
I never volunteered to be the campaign manager for that, by the way. I wanted nothing to do with it.
I mean, I volunteered as a Secretary of Defense. Secretary of Defense. I'm drunk.
Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes. Do you like the angle they're going with? Like, Cody broke his arm. Brock broke his arm in the Kimura on Monday, and now, like, because they gave the idea, like, Triple H is like, I can clearly see your arm's broken. Like, how does he... He's just going to get his ass beat, right?
I mean, two things. One, I'm not going to deny this. I have been so detached from wrestling because of work, so I haven't really paid attention, but this is the one thing that I saw. And the only thing going through my mind is, didn't they do this for Triple H in SummerSlam of 2012 when that was the storyline angle at Raw 1000? Where it was his arm got broken and then he had to like tough through it or something like that?
I don't know. It reminded me of Cowboy Bob Orton having the cast on at WrestleMania 1. Like, are we going to see Cody show up and beat Brock with a cast on? Like, I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're definitely going to see Cody lose here.
A deep cut into that legacy reference?
Yeah, well, there you go. DP, Cody and Brock, the broken arm angle on Monday, what do you think of that leading into this match? Because, I mean, like I told AJ, I just think he's going to get his ass beat.
I think we're going to... It's that gives him an out, right, a little bit. And I think we're going to get... I feel like we're going to get the Lesnar-John Cena type of match, you know, where Brock Lesnar just beat the shit out of John Cena. I think it'd be fine, you know, I think... they got an opportunity, you know, to if they wanted to have Cody lose, you know, give him an out because he has a broken arm or whatever. I still don't think they will. I still don't think they'll have him lose. Honestly.
Will Cody lose though? Because this just seems like they're building him up more as like Roman Reigns has fought Brock Lesnar multiple times and Cody's defying the odds so he can try to beat him again.
I think they got to be careful with it, because they can make people turn on Cody with this kind of stuff sometimes. I think it's like keep over sympathizing him to a point. I feel like you could have that turn and people will start rejecting that, you know, or he's overcoming all these goofy odds like that. But I'm always worried about that when they try and go a little overboard with the whole, you know, storyline injury and yet he's still wrestling, and then what's the next thing that's going to happen to him, and he's still going to win, and, you know, you can only do it so much, so.
Well, here's the other thing, which will... I don't understand why they're doing this storyline when literally a year ago he actually had an entirely torn pectoral muscle, and he still wrestled a Hell in a Cell match. So I don't know why it's like, your arm's clearly broken. You can't wrestle.
Is that Triple H?
Because I'm the game. Yes, it is. But
not very good.
I never said it was. I'm just.
You
I'm
stick
just
to McIntyre,
joking.
Right?
I am saying it's not.
I mean, I'm just making the Rock reference of whenever he picked on Triple H. But
Twip-o-H,
yeah. But, like, is it even believable where it's like your arm's clearly broken? Dude fucking wrestled in a Hell in a Cell match with a torn pectoral for 20-plus minutes. Do we really think he won't?
Well, and
it's just, I don't... It's hard. My suspension of disbelief, it starts to dissipate when they do things like this. The broken bone thing. The pectoral muscle, sure. Cool. Whatever. But this is a bone. Like, Brock is going to... He could fucking literally tear his arm off if he had a broken bone. If he had a broken arm. You know what I mean? You go in there and literally just like, okay, just eating it like a drumstick.
He'd do it, too.
He can do the crossroads with the other arm, right?
Well, I mean, if you look at the viciousness of what they're trying to sell you when you suspend your disbelief, and now you give me the part that, well, the arm is completely broken. Well, all he's got to do is, like, tear the skin off and rip the whole thing off. He could throw his arm into the crowd. Somebody could sell it on eBay.
Sweet.
Is it signed? Because it won't sell for money if it's not signed.
Beat you with your own arm.
Well, no one knows the signature because it's his right arm, and he writes with that one. So it's going to be a left-handed signature.
He can use his mouth.
That needs to be the title of this episode. DWI 377, a left-handed signature.
That could go so many different directions, and I hope it goes into the wrong one.
I don't know. Realistically, how do you get out of this, though? Like, how do you get out away from this? How do you get away from Cody and Brock? And have both guys kind of benefit from it. I mean, Brock just gets suspended and goes away for a while, and we have sympathy for Cody, and he moves on to the next.
Why not?
Got his win.
Why not?
He could maybe down before this match. It could not even be a match.
Go
he
for
could,
it, Dan.
He could beat the hell out of him. Win, you know, maybe gets DQ'd because it's not a no disqualification match. Maybe he just overdoes it, gets DQ'd somehow or whatever. That Cody gets the win. He can get suspended. I don't know if Cody has any reason to go away for a month or not, but whatever. Brock Lesnar gets suspended. Cody Rhodes is in recovery, healing for a month. Come back for SummerSlam for the blow-off match at SummerSlam, some kind of Hell in a Cell or something again, you know?
Well, they could give you a fake timeline for his, you know, recovery from an injury and have him be a mystery entrant to the Money in the Bank the following month, so he only misses, like, 4 weeks of TV.
There you go.
I mean, that could work.
Then you're not going to get over-force-fed like you said before.
I mean, they could always do, like, on the outside, Cody does his springboard cutter, his Cody cutter, and then maybe a crossroads.
He's not beating Brock Lesnar, like, by a pinfall or submission in this match.
No, that's why I said the outside. Like, on the outside of the ring, he does the Cody cutter.
If he has a broken arm, Brock is going to kill him.
It's a Cody cutter, and his arm just fell off! Oh, my God!
Oh, it was his bad arm! It's 7, 8, 9! Cody rolls back in! 10! They could easily do that. It's not that difficult. I'm just saying.
Cody wins because Brock is on the outside with the Kimura and he tears Cody's hand off, but he throws the hand into the ring before the count of 10. So Cody's technically back in the ring, but Brock's not.
He was distracted by the arm flipping in the air.
No, the hand made it back in before 10, but Brock didn't.
Yeah, exactly. One of Cody's appendages made it, not all of Brock's. Therefore,
Cody celebrates with a self high five.
I'm not. That's that's funny. 5 sexy dings for a self high five. Okay, I'm not sure if this is the best DWI ever or the worst. So let's move on to the main event, or what should very well be. If this isn't the main event, then I don't know what the fuck they're thinking, right? The World Heavyweight Championship match needs to be the main event. Am I wrong?
Correct. It should be. If it's not, I'm protesting.
It has to be. Cody and Brock is first.
Give me the bloodline.
I'd say middle of the pack.
No, Cody and Brock's first over there because isn't Brock been almost first every time over there because he takes a private jet and he goes up to flies over.
No,
to
you're right. Then he no, comes. You're right. You're right.
That's where I would go with it. I mean, Seth and AJ last. Where do you guys put Sammy and KO? Like right in the middle, then stagger some of these other things around it. We never got the Becky and Trish, by the way. We can hit that real quick.
Do we have to?
That might be here in between.
Man, I'll tell you what. I think people of my age and Dan's age enjoying this feud more than others because Trish is like, to be honest with you, the women's revolution, the re-revolutionizing of women's wrestling, Trish started that because before Trish, it was bathroom break time. But then Trish finally stopped managing TNA and she started wrestling. And she didn't just start wrestling okay. She started actually having good wrestling matches. And that's when you paid attention, right? Lita and Trish were the first women to main event Raw, were they not?
In like 2005, 2006, somewhere around there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to be said about that being the women's revolution right there. I know that goes into the Divas thing, but still. Before that, it was bathroom break. Let me tell you. Seriously. We'd sit there and we'd look at each other and go bathroom break.
Yep. We got 2.5 minutes.
It was not good.
Come on back.
Not that we didn't like women's wrestling, but the storylines weren't flushed out. And
it didn't really make sense. And depending on how you wanted to use the bathroom, it was either you had to take a pee or you had to do something else because it was like a bra and panties match or mud wrestling contest.
So look how far we've come since Trish came along and started having really good women's matches and became women's champion and feuded with Lita and Mickey James and other greats like I think Victoria,
Ivory,
Jacqueline,
Molly Ivory, Holly,
all the great women wrestlers of that time. Specifically, though, Lita and Mickie James. Her and Mickie James is one of the greatest women's rivalry of all time.
Oh, Mickie and Trish?
Show
Yeah, Mickie started to be Trish. It was like
the
creepy,
almost the stalker
weird
thing. Yeah,
awesome.
Not the stalker, but yeah. The whole I am you.
And they're
like,
never going to show... They're never going to show the proper ending to WrestleMania 21 anyway.
I just want to say, though, that's not just one of the greatest women's storylines of all time. That's one of the greatest storylines for me, being a fan of WWE in the modern era. I thought that was excellent, and it got Mickie over, and it got Mickie made, and she's now one of the greatest women's combatants of all time. And that's where she got her jump into that next echelon, and Trish put her over. Trish is good. Trish is making people hate her right now, and a lot of these women are having a hard time getting heat one way or the other.
I mean, yeah, I'm not denying that one bit because it actually. Here's the thing with Trish. She didn't wrestle at all. She learned how to wrestle so she can actually do her job correctly. I appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. But it feels like this is just kind of more of a blowover match more than anything to me, only because it's a post-prime, but you know what I mean. Like, it's past her prime as Trish Stratus. Even though she can still wrestle, it's still Trish Stratus, and we still remember her from 2006, where, yes, she's doing a great job. She's becoming a heel. She's actually making sure that she gets over as a heel. But it's still Trish. Do we actually believe she's going to win this match?
I mean, I don't see why not. If they want to keep going on with a feud of some sorts. I mean, the one thing that confused me, because I did think this was a one-off, but she got drafted in this draft. Like, if she's a one-off match, why in the world did they have her get a draft pick? You know, like, that's just really strange to me. But the fact that she could do that, though, like, she came back, you know, most of these men or women that come back from the whatever era they were from, you know, get huge pops, you know, are generally baby faces. How often do you see them, like, go heel and, like, go, like, nah, I'm going to go heel because I got to do it for this segment or, you know, this time, and freaking nailed it and, like, got over as a heel immediately. You know, pretty damn good. That's pretty damn good.
As Tunney shows us a tweet from her in a full white covered gown saying, "Hello, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The goat is here."
Is that the entrance ramp, which too? That's badass looking, too, besides her, yeah.
No, that's not. That's just, she's at some building.
Oh, because that looks badass. Damn it.
I was about to say, like, damn, that would be, like, a nice entrance ramp and everything.
Oh, GC Cruzy.
Yeah, I mean,
I also appreciate the fact that we're not a live show, so Tunney, like, opened up the entire external, like, the literal exoskeleton of DWI.
DP's looks a lot more complicated. Well, he's got two screens, three screens. He's probably got his sound on. You got four screens, so he's
four?
Got. Yeah, so he's got a. So you only saw Skype and Foobar on mine. I have voice meter up as well, which I can. I'm not gonna go back to doing that, but he's probably got voice meter on one, Skype on another, and I think he has two different sound bars. So, am I right?
I have voice meter on one. I got Skype and all the boys on this one. I've got the touch screen down here with all the sounds on it. And then I've got the other screen open for if I got to search the internet for a list of anything that comes up during the show that we need to quick look up something. So
that's
we're ready
what I got
to
the
go.
Phone for.
There you go.
Yeah, I got the.
Say, I just have Skype on one screen and then whatever I have to look at the other because I have two, but geez.
This is also my workstation as well because I do work from home. So it's already there for my office stuff. So it's really. It's a bonus that I can have the extra screens for this as well. So, you know, it just works out.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Technically, I have five screens, but they're not all operational for each different aspect.
I'm over here working off a really nice laptop, a very nice iPhone, and the Big Show sheet.
I was going to say, I just have one.
AJ's like, he's that's like, it. Two screens and a bottle of booze and I'm back, bitch.
That's all I need.
I knew the assignment.
We've made everybody wait long enough. Let's talk about it. I can't wait. I'm actually, so we got to talk about this first and foremost, you guys. This pay-per-view starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. The pay-per-view actually starts at 1 p.m. The pre-show is noon, whatever, but 1 p.m. Eastern. I am golfing at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, so I likely won't get home till 5-6 Eastern. Is the replay going to be up by then? How long am I going to have to wait for the replay? Because I'm going to go radio silent, and I'm not going to check my social media, and the people I'm golfing with don't watch wrestling, so I won't have to worry about that. It won't come on the radio when I'm driving home. You know, all I have to do is just not open up Twitter on my phone, not look at my, I just won't look at any of my messages. I'll just completely airplane mode my phone with the, you know, and golf and I'll be fine. But what about you guys? What are your
God, the world heavyweight champion's going to be.
If AJ Styles wins and it gets ruined for me by Dave Ongara, it wouldn't be the first time he ruined an AJ Styles title victory for me. Was not thrilled. Love Dave. While you were away, Dave is officially the sixth member of the DWI podcast.
I mean, I thought he was always part of the DWI podcast. He's the best friend. Like,
not anymore. He's not. He's not our best friend. He's a part of the family. He can't be best friend. He's family.
I mean, family doesn't mean do blood. Look at all of us. This doesn't mean.
Wow. Well, what do you think, DP? Should he still be the best friend of the DWI podcast now that he's an official member of the podcast? I don't think so. I think that needs to be reassigned to somebody else that's not a member of the podcast, but a best friend of the podcast. We need a new best friend.
Man, I think we're going to need to We're gonna need to mull that over what some cocktails one of these days and make that decision.
Cocktails right now, you son
I was about to say I got a whole
got time
entire
for this.
Bottle of rum.
I don't have enough cocktails. Let's put it that way. I haven't had enough cocktails.
I was about to say this will be the last call. Who's the new best friend?
You must disagree with me then.
I'd have to be convinced. Still best friend to me.
The last call for the DWI podcast. Who's the new best friend of the DWI podcast?
Oh, casting call. We're putting out X3 DWI needs a new best friend. Pop.
Who's been here but not been here?
Yeah. Who's going to start being here first? World Heavyweight Championship. We love the title. We love what's going on with it. I can't wait to see how they actually are going to execute all the way they kind of talked about it. We started talking about this card, about the percentage chance of titles changing. What's the percentage of Seth winning and AJ winning in your minds?
I didn't know I was winning a World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, my God.
You knew I was going to do it. It's been months, but you knew I was going to fucking do it.
Not a sports fan, huh?
I'm surprised I wasn't getting showered with a wave of
sports, juice. Sports.
The percentage?
You want answers?
Answer my question!
You want answers?
The question, jerk!
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
70-30 in favor of Rollins. As much as I hate to admit it, 70-30 in favor of Rollins. Because AJ SmackDown.
I gotta cut that up and just have the John McEnroe soundbite answer my question, jerk.
I mean, that works. I let you cook.
Yeah, I hear you. You think 30% even you have AJ winning this?
30% AJ winning it. Because he's on SmackDown. Reigns is the primary SmackDown champion. I know he's appeared on Raw, but...
don't think there's that much percentage of AJ winning. DP, what do you think, briefly, before we get into what's going to happen here?
Man, I was probably around that. I was thinking like 80-20. 80-20, Seth.
Really? You
know. Yeah.
There's a chance in double hockey sticks that AJ wins here. I'd give him like a 5% chance.
Okay.
Do we have betting odds for this?
I don't know if we do.
We might on like SportsKia or FanDuel or something. Or maybe sure even Stephen odds. Cook put it up there. But my thing is, as much as I want AJ to win, is because I'm not, I just because, you know, AJ, phenomenal AJ. And as much as I don't like Seth Rollins, because I've never been a Tyler Black fan, it seems like writing on the wall, especially being like one of Triple H's boys, where it's just like, yeah, that's going to work out. He's going to win the world championship. It just makes sense. I want it to be AJ. I would love it to be AJ, but it's not going to be AJ.
Seth is minus 1,000.
How?
What do you mean how? Because he's going to win. He's you can bet right now, minus 1,000. AJ is plus 500.
I'm expecting it to be higher is why I said how. How was 1,000 just it?
Well, I don't know. They still want to take the action. They're discouraging people from taking Seth there because you have to bet $1,000 to win 100, and they're like, oh, I'm getting 5-1 on AJ. He might win. That's what they're doing.
See, I'd put 10 bucks on AJ.
See,
yeah, you put 10 bucks on me? 10
bucks to fucking that website. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right?
You just proved my point.
There you go. Yep.
Best bet AJ Styles here is like picking a three-teamer in football. And folks, let me give you a little betting advice. Don't take three-teamers. Don't take four-teamers. Don't take five-teamers. If you're too stupid to get where I'm going, I'm already done giving you advice.
I don't get it.
My advice carries weight, does it not, DP?
It's like a paperweight. Those things are heavy. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, it depends how much paper you got. It's got to be the closing match. It's got to be a work rate match, right? Because of what they said. Like, are they holding true to what Triple H said? I mean, AJ and Seth, they're going to have a banger here, I think.
The former ROH champion is going to win.
Oh, way to pick him. This is going to be...
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, this is going to be one hell of a match.
Match of the year candidate?
I sure hope so. Is
the OC in?
I could see the OC getting involved. So Rollins doesn't have anybody, but unless, that would be interesting if the OC got involved.
They can make Seth and Becky super faces if, like, the OC got involved and then she came out to stop Mia. And then, you know, that gets her, like, a good, you know, face rub. And not just she's already there, just she's trying to get that way with Trish. And it puts Seth even more over, right? Because he's working with his wife. What if they go full Joker and Harley?
That'd be awesome.
Right? You look at that reaction. You just said it. That'd be awesome. What if they leaned into that totally? I mean, the funny thing about that is Seth is actually, he was filming for Marvel, though.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why all these people are like, "Oh, we gotta hear the laugh in the Marvel movie." And I'm like, "Okay, you have to hear the DC Joker laugh and Seth being in the Marvel movie? I don't think so."
Well, and he also during the WrestleMania Hollywood, he parodied the Joker, so you know he's been all over the place.
And that's why I don't think you get his iconic laugh in the movie for Marvel. Oh,
there's no way.
Cap 4.
Yeah, there's no way.
He's in Cap 4?
He's going to be in the new Captain America.
Yeah, he's a...
Man,
he's like a leader of... I forget what society it is. That's like the under... they're like the under gang to the main villain that's going to be in this... It's in a bandwagon nerds, Monday mornings. There you go.
Man, Seth Rollins, synonymous for the number 4. He's going to be in Captain America 4, and he was in Sharknado 4. That Tony constantly got wrong the last time I was on a podcast. Anyway,
two's the second loneliest number.
I moved a crowd to 4 because 3's company, so 3 can't be a crowd because 1's the loneliest number, 2's the loneliest number since the number 1. 3's company, 4's a crowd,
4's a gangbang,
and 5.
Well, that's what I'm
5
saying.
5 is right
just
out.
Like for. This is, I'm not saying this is right or wrong for whoever, but this is just for me. Like, if it's just me and 2 chicks, 3's company. Then another guy comes in, 4's a crowd. That's just for me. Might not be for everybody, but that's one of my rules.
Anyone for penis?
Tracy?
I love boobies!
And that's why I said Tracy's.
I have plenty of friends who would answer that last question. Yes, I'm ready. And that's fine. I'm just saying, giving my personal rules on numbers. 5? I don't know what 5 would be. What?
5? It's like a pentagon. Right out. If you're a Monty Python fan.
Pentagon of paint, Tunny, shut up.
We're going to take a commercial break and do some trivia. I hope you enjoyed our Night of Champions preview. We'll be right back.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We'll be right back.
Tunny, I know it's been a while since trivia, but you don't have to like nearly disappoint me like that by cracking open a Miller Lite.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, like, you were just like, no, just opened a beer, I swear.
I did. I forgot. I'm out of practice with you here. It's been
2 months.
Dan and I have just been roaming the grazing the pasture since you've been gone, aimlessly.
Like a lost puppy.
Yeah, you've just been aimlessly drinking? aimlessly drinking. That should be the title. Of course.
No, I have plenty of aim. I have more aim when I'm drinking. Actually, darts. Until a certain point. But pool, and then we go to pool, then it's great, I think.
Oh.
No?
I am the opposite.
Accuracy? I don't know. Dan, can you attest for that?
I can.
Dan won a city championship in darts.
Did.
That's legit. Like, serious sanctioned city championship.
Since it's been a while, I'll tell a story. The last time I played darts was at a little Irish bar. And there was a guy. We were all down to, like, single-digit points. And the guy, after drinking, puts his hand on the dartboard and says, hit my fucking hand and win, because he was covering like the 2 spot and they needed 2 points. So the person that he was like partnered with, his actual partner, just goes, cocks it real quick and just throws it into his hand. And we're like, oh, I actually did it. And the bartender looks at me and he was like, did this dumbass actually tell her to? Yup. Yes, he did. He told her to throw it at his hand, and he successfully got a dart through his hand.
Oh, you're playing steel tips?
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
Well, that's...
What do you think we were playing with?
That's just stupid.
What do you play with?
I would say you'd have to... I'd say you'd have to have a dance break! All right, let's get back to trivia.
Been a while since we've done a dance break.
It's like an episode of Pot is War.
I know, right? Just because there's a Blaz doesn't mean it's Andrew Blaz.
That's a welcome home party.
All right. Because I'm ever the asshole. Dan, door number 1, 2, or 3?
Bullshit. This is total BS!
It's been too long, and I think I've been going 3 this year, so I'll stick with the 3.
Dropping a deuce?
Oh, no, I stopped the deuce. 3?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a year and a half since Dan has dropped a deuce.
Wow, I clogged up.
Probably go see somebody.
Massively backed up.
I could just see the little Bad News Bear running around the stadium. Let him shit.
You know, I made a run the bases.
Who was the last world?
Jeff.
Oof. Whole new meaning to mudslide. I heard a chuckle out of somebody. I don't know who, but I heard a chuckle.
When you're sliding into 2 and your pants are full of poo, diarrhea, diarrhea. Mm. When you're sliding into 3, when you're sliding into 3rd and you feel a juicy turd, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sliding into home and your pants are full of foam, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sliding into 1, your pants feel like a ton, diarrhea, diarrhea. No, it's when you're sliding into 1st and you feel a sudden burst, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
What's the question, jerks?
Who was, since we're recording this, before...
It's either the best or the worst episode ever!
Since we're recording this before Jam in the Sand 8...
Return of World Heavyweight.
Who was the last world heavyweight under WWE's banner chronologically?
So who was the last one to hold big gold?
Who was the last one to hold big gold? Solo.
Oh, Solo. Okay,
no, I don't think he's ever won it.
Guys.
What? I need to keep drinking my rum, which is weirdly flavored. I'm surprised we haven't done what's drinking, but...
I think I actually got this.
You might.
It's not Triple H. Triple H.
Obviously.
Alright. Who was the last world heavyweight champion? Tunney says The Rock. Dan says Randy Orton, which is the correct answer.
Crap, I forgot that they redid it again.
TLC ladder match against John Cena. Randy Orton.
For some reason, and I loved it so much, it's one of my favorite things that ever happened in wrestling, was the night Jericho beat Austin and Rock. Rock was the one that he beat second, and then who had the world title. Okay, so technically in my mind, the way I interpreted your question incorrectly, I still got a point for me. So I'm going to give myself a point over here just for funsies.
The fuck you're not.
Give it to myself. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. It's in pen. I have my pen. The pen is securely in my hand.
I have to the world. That can work all you want, but that's not how the fuck this show goes. Dan got the point. You didn't.
I didn't say he didn't get a point. I just gave myself a point for getting the question correct in my mind when I misinterpreted the question.
All right, Tunney, one or two?
Style.
One or two?
Well, I would love to take a nice, healthy deuce.
But he's not going to. He's going to go with number one. So that's all that came out.
I picked two.
Who was the wrestler that was supposed to be in Evolution before Batista replaced him? They had the promos recorded and everything. He was walking with them, and then...
I gotta see it. I think we're tied.
You actually got this?
Pretty sure we're tied. At least in my mind, I got whatever I interpreted the question.
No, when you're my fucking undefeated.
No, I lost that one time. I had a guy bet on the Washington Generals. So.
That was your first fault.
There you go. Right there.
Oh.
All right. Tunney says Mark Jindrak. Dan says Cody. Mm. Cody didn't wrestle until like 2007, 2008. There. Sadly, Tunney was right in saying that he was going to tie it up.
Why sadly? I did. I tied it up. I'm right.
All right. So the last question.
We're tied, aren't we?
You guys are tied, yes.
In my mind, I'm up one, though. Yeah, but in reality, we're tied.
I'm basing this off of reality. What was Don Callis's name in ECW?
I guarantee you that this show is based on the reality of my mind and not reality.
Probably. But what was Don Callis' name in ECW? Bonus points if you can guess his nickname along with it. So he was blank the blank.
Oh,
neither of us know, so we're going to end in a tie.
Hey, you never know. I do have tiebreaker questions.
I think we're going to need the tiebreaker question. Oh, no, I was going to say it's big time Johnny Dice Cups.
No. Oh, I thought it was Andrew Dice Filet these nuts.
Why the fuck do I work with you people?
The barbed wire bitch.
This is a great time to play this right here. Just for you, buddy.
Welcome back.
That's all you get.
Do you guys actually not know what his name was in ECW?
Just want to tell you what.
You're a cunt.
Cunt.
That's it. That's all you get.
I mean, there were more wrong things said to me, like an ex saying that they love me.
I should have let this play. I'm glad you're back, so I could just do this. I love this song, but I added a little something just for you being back, so you never come back again.
Screw you! You're fired!
I
And for those that don't know, I'm flipping off Tunney.
What was Doc Ellis' nickname in ECW? We don't
Cyrus
know.
Cyrus the Virus.
Oh, boy.
And his nickname was Billy Villy.
His nickname was the Virus.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see if anyone can answer the second generation or the third generation wrestler question. Who was the first third generation wrestler? Lightning round, just name random names.
The Rock.
Nope. Dan?
Bret Hart.
Who's the first third generation?
Owen Hart.
Nope. They were brothers.
Mr. Perfect.
Because he said that. I should totally fucking win because he said that.
Tunney, go ahead. You have two answers now after Bret and Owen Hart.
Am I fucking won? I should win because he said Bret
names.
Hart. And you said,
how fuck you doing? Answer.
He's a third generation wrestler if he's the fucking second generation wrestler's brother.
As much as I want to admit Dan went full dumbass, you can have two different answers. I mean, it's not two different answers, but you can answer twice.
Oh, that's
I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't know. I don't have any more guesses.
Think of legendary names, motherfucker.
Jake Roberts.
Okay, you're wrong on the first one. Go for the second one.
Who else was a... how about Gagne? Greg Gagne.
Not Greg Gagne. Dan?
I still got the pick.
First third generation.
Rikishi.
Are we supposed to get this?
Rikishi? No. Tunney?
Wow. This Gizmo is... has a guess.
I don't know. Could you just tell us? This is horrible podcasting.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, even though we made him in No Mercy for fucking N64.
I mean, he was part of No Mercy. He was in that tag match with Shawn Michaels against the McMahons.
Just tell us the fucking answer.
Jesus. It was Chavo Guerrero.
Oh, boy. I would not have gotten that one.
Great.
You...
Oh, that's it.
You this not is not in
PC Tunney won anyway.
Today. In my mind, I won.
No, I won. Go after yourself. I came back. I won.
Yes! All right. Let's get the hell out of here today. Night of Champions this weekend. How about where are you going? What you taking? Anybody got any cookouts or anything to go to and taking? I got golf planned. I'm taking a thirst and
a pitching wedge.
And hopefully a thirst for beer and with me and my clubs. That's what I'm taking with me.
When don't you have a thirst for beer with you?
I go to work. I'm like, good.
You're telling me you don't have a thirst for beer when you're at work?
No, I'm at work.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm anxious. I would say anxious. I'm strongly anticipating leaving work and going home to have a beer, but I'm not looking to have a beer at work.
Well, I'll be going to a graduation party. I wish I was golfing with PC Tunney, but I have to go to a graduation party. So,
unless they say it's okay, I'm not going to like tread on the George Costanza side of the thing and they come to me and I go, was that wrong? I didn't. No, I wish somebody would have told me.
Well,
where's the you didn't say it right, by the way. Where's the graduation party and what you taking?
It's in Exonia.
Gaggy.
I'll be out in Exonia.
Shout out to Mrs. General.
Yeah. And I am taking nothing. Taking nothing. I'll probably take a case of beer or something. I don't know. Something to drink and
your
a place to sit.
Your presence is
sure.
Presence.
Yeah.
Is it family?
It's family.
Right? Don't you have family out there?
Yep.
Do they listen to the podcast?
No.
I asked your brother if he was going. He said, I'm not going to that.
He's not going. He'll be in Appleton. He'll be in Appleton. The boys got a basketball tournament.
Money in the Bank was?
Yeah. What's that?
The first Money in the Bank in Appleton?
Not that Appleton.
What?
The Big Apple? The Windy Apple.
No, the Windy Apple, yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, did you forget that entire Money in the Bank sequence where everyone was standing on top of a ladder?
No.
Clearly you did.
No, I just didn't quite follow where you were going there.
I was going nowhere, and you should know me better than that.
So you're not taking anything anywhere. You're just going to be sitting right there all weekend.
No, we're house-sitting for Chantel's mother because she's going on a camping trip, and she needs someone to look after the dogs. So we're going to be...
House party,
more or less. Granted, if she wants to have a house party, that's entirely up to her. We definitely have enough drink, but...
You guys should just have a low-key weekend, do some grilling out.
I plan on it.
You got your go-to grill out. What do you got? I'll get time to think about it. Me, I'm putting on a few brats. I'm putting in some of those burgers where the cheese is kind of like mixed into it. You get those kind of cool little patties at one of maybe your nicer little grocery stores. And then I'm putting some greens on there too. A little grilled asparagus. Ooh, very good.
I was about to say, in my mind, I'm just doing burgers and brats, but I'm going to hand it off to the Grill Master General here at DPP. Because I know he needs to make wrestle peas because this is a cooking podcast.
You don't really fox with the grill anymore unless maybe it's a sausage, a brat, or a dog or something. But you can smoke you ever smoke brats?
I've never smoked brats.
That sounds good.
Sure you could.
I've never had a smoked brat before. That could be good.
I was going to say some applewood smoked brats. That doesn't sound too bad.
I might have to do that. I wanted to smoke some ribs here coming up, so because we're talking about the go-tos. I like smoked ribs and some grilled pork chops are my two faves to go to. I like the grilled asparagus, too. That's an awesome ingredient to throw on the grill there, too. I like, if nobody's done it, grill some tater tots, man. You'd be surprised. Grilled tater tots are surprisingly good.
Smoked tater tots, too?
What's that?
Did you do smoke tots too or no?
I don't do smoke tots. They're not. There's not enough texture there to do it right. So yeah, grilled is a lot better. Just throw them on the grill for a couple minutes and you're good to go.
So Daniel, I got a yesk. And how do you smoke your tater tots?
Yeah, throw a little
for this wrestle piece cookbook. Yeah,
is that Macho Man?
Drew Macho Tire.
Poor attempt at it. I'm sorry. Do you want Drew McIntyre to ask him how to grill, how to do this?
No. Listen, when I was in high school, I took Spanish all 4 years, and for AP Spanish, we had to film a commercial, and me and John Lindner, we filmed the Macho Man Slim Jim commercial in Spanish. And he literally gave me a power bomb to end it.
That's awesome.
This is a true fucking story.
How did I not see that?
We also made.
Did you flat back it?
We also made paper mache heads, and ours was Hulk Hogan. And then I would walk around with it on my head.
Where the hell was I? Oh, I was already probably gone, eh? Damn it.
You're gone. Yeah, you missed it.
Missed all the good stuff, man. Damn it.
Anybody knows John Lindner, who graduated from Greenfield High School in 99, DM me at PC Tunney, because I need to fucking find that motherfucker. He was...
Yes, because they're going to find you at PC Tunney.
So they're not going to find me anywhere else.
Fair enough.
Well,
I was going to say, is that our weird way of closing the show? What did I lose in the past two
it's like
months?
A reacclimation of bringing our son home, Dan.
Right? Son is they've returned.
He's back. I'm so happy. No, I'm just kidding, AJ. I'm just making an age joke, but I'm glad you're back. The network's glad you're back. I'm sure the listeners are glad you're back. Trivia's back.
I don't know about that one.
Ah, they are. They are. Everybody here is glad you're back. Why don't you let everybody know where they can find you? And Glad you're back.
I mean, as I pour myself another glass of something weird that I found. I didn't think I would ever find this.
Stop. Dan, what you drinking?
What the? Okay.
Real quick.
Drink it in, man. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I got more in the trunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk.
This better be good.
Dan, I'm assuming you're doing Becky two drinks.
Oh, he found a captain. It's a captain. He's got a captain. Raise it up higher. I can't see what it is.
It is a captain. What? For me, wait, at least the captain.
Purposely not showing us?
It's Captain Cherry Vanilla.
What?
What
is that?
It tastes like a maraschino cherry.
Oh, that's dangerous.
As much as people want to give flack that Utah is a dry state.
Are you interested in that, DP?
No, I've given up the captain.
I know you gave it up and then went back. I didn't know you gave it up again.
Yep, we gave it up again.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know if you were just like moderately putting it in here. There.
I'm not going to lie. This is Captain Morgan Cherry Vanilla, and it tastes exactly like a maraschino cherry. It's poison to me. It goes down faster than a fat guy on a seesaw.
Before you die, and hopefully it's not any time in the next century.
No promises.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me all over the social media. Am I still what?
Have you been writing anything?
I haven't really been writing anything because
I've been calling you out on air, basically.
Yeah, I know. I haven't really been writing anything due to the fact that...
He's like, you're not that subtle, asshole.
No.
You Kramer, why don't you do something with your life?
I mean, given the fact that our article like manager is like out with a back injury,
so maybe to step up,
Mike Tyson.
Here, we're gonna need you.
Yeah,
we're gonna need you to come in Saturday and fill out them TPS reports.
The fuck, yeah. You're not gonna find. You can find me on on. In any form of social media at Phenomenal AJB, but you're not going to find me on any TSA reports.
Yeah, I'm going to need you coming Saturday. And
yeah, go fuck yourself. This is my 2 weeks' notice.
Listen, AJ, we're going to need you to move your desk into the basement.
Yep. I'm happy in my bedroom.
DP, let everybody know where they can find you and this show all over the social interwebs.
Well, I'm everywhere on the worldwide social media interwebs. And it's me, DPP. And you can find this show at Podcast DWI on the Twitter or on Facebook at facebook.com/DWI podcast.
I'm PC Tunney. Follow me at PC Tunney. Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com. Always use your head at ProWrestling.com/thechairshot. Big sale this weekend. No password needed. No promo code. Where's Chris when I need him? But he wouldn't have been able to spit a promo code because there is no promo code. 20% off WWE, 25% off AEW and New Japan. See you next week. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Thank you, everyone, for your service.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.